Welcome and thank you for standing by. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. If you would like to ask a question during the question and answer session, please press star one on your touch-tone phone. Today's conference is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. Now I will turn the meeting over to Mr. Sean Bergen. Sir, you may begin.
Thanks, Corey. Good morning, afternoon, everyone. My name is Sean Bergen. I'm the Worldwide Sales Director for Tivoli Security. I'd like to welcome you to the call and also thank you all for giving up your valuable selling time to be on this call today on Managed Identity Services, which is hosted jointly by Tivoli and ISS. Our objective today is very simple. It's to ensure you're aware of this key cost reduction offering from ISS and understand the additional value and differentiation this will provide you as a seller when you're progressing and closing your Tivoli Identity Manager opportunities. We've got a very crisp and to-the-point presentation today, so if you get to chart number two now, please, which is the agenda chart. Shortly, I'll hand over to Rebecca Adams-Renner, who is the Business Line Manager for Identity and Access Management Services in ISS. And Rebecca will provide us with an overview of the offering, explaining exactly what it is, how we go about identifying target customers, and what the value proposition is and how we should position this. Once Rebecca's finished, she'll hand over to Kent Blossom, who you know as the VP of Sales for Trusted Identity. And in our call to action at the end, Kent will tell you about a very attractive proposition around Managed ID Services Jumpstart, which will help facilitate new sales in this area. So please ensure you listen at the end and take up the offer that's being proposed by Kent around his call to action. Okay, so let's get going here. If you can move, please, to chart number three, entitled Managed Identity Services, which is a new ISS offering based on Tivoli Identity Manager 5. So I just want to take a few minutes here to position Managed ID Services within the context of what we sell in IBM around security and what we sell in Tivoli around security. By now, you should be familiar with the left-hand side of this chart, which is the IBM Security Framework, which is the method that we use to describe how IBM addresses the security challenges of our clients right across the enterprise. So just a quick recap on the framework. About a year ago, after feedback from many of our clients, we had changed our approach from one of providing secure solutions to one where we strategically manage risk end-to-end across all five domains of IT security across the enterprise. So these domains are people and identity, data and information, application and process, network server and endpoint, and physical security. So building access controls into these five core domains allows our clients to secure entire business processes as opposed to securing just data or just securing an application on its own. So in addition to that, the backplane of what we provide is visibility for our clients into risk management, compliance, and governance. So that's the security framework. Specifically today, we're looking at the people and identity component of the framework. So this is around the task of enabling and then enforcing who in your organization has access to which resources and then being able to prove that to an auditor. As you know, Tivoli is a market leader in this space with our best-of-breed Tivoli Identity Manager product. And indeed, at RSA last week, we announced a new security solution bundle entitled Identity and Access Assurance, which really pushes us to the forefront in this marketplace in providing closed-loop provisioning and governance around identities. The Managed ID service from ISS offers our clients the opportunity of having experts to deploy and manage TIM, and thereby reducing cost, complexity, and risk in that whole process. So for new sales, it helps us build a very strong cost reduction case, and it also allows us to go back to existing clients who may have stalled in their deployment or projects and offer them an economic and proven way to get the project up and running. Some of the clear benefits to our clients of this offering from ISS are listed on the right-hand side of the chart here. So, for example, the service our clients will get include an audit ready compliance reports, which provides them with increased visibility and reduce the ongoing cost to them of having to comply to regulations. From a cost perspective, our clients do not have to maintain expensive identity management skills. And as we all know today, and every single client I call on are asking for short-term return, quick value, a return on investment, and payback. And this particular benefit from this offering will absolutely provide that for our clients. The deployment model used is based on best practice, and it'll reduce the amount of time it takes to get value and a return on investment in TIM, and it will provide a lower total cost of ownership. In addition, it provides service level based management to improve customer satisfaction and quality, and it'll provide some additional functionality to the client over and above what they purchase with TIM, which Rebecca will also explain shortly. And it can lead into other areas of value for us and for our clients, such as privileged user monitoring and federation. So those are some of the features and benefits of this service. Now, before handing over to Rebecca to discuss the offering in more detail, I want to stress for our Tivoli sellers that the license sales for TIM will still flow to you, so the customer still purchases TIM before they enter into this particular service. So you will get revenue recognition at the same value if you didn't have this service alongside it. But having the service will significantly enhance the value that you're offering to your client. Okay, Rebecca, without further ado, I'm going to hand over to you to take us through the offering.
Okay, thank you, Sean, and thanks everyone for listening today. As Sean mentioned, this is Rebecca Adams-Renner, and I'm the Business Line Manager for Identity and Access Management Services at IBM Internet Security Systems. And I'm very excited to talk to you about this offering today. It's something that I really deeply believe in. I think it's a great value proposition, and it's really the right solution at the right time. As you know and have seen, I'm sure, customers are really facing more cost pressures than ever before, but at the same time, they still have the same rigorous regulatory and compliance requirements to meet. And this offering can really help them meet these challenges in these really extraordinary times. Essentially, what we're doing with this offering, as Sean had mentioned, is providing provisioning via a managed service where IBM provides the implementation services using our structured repeatable approach, and then also provides the ongoing management of the environment in either a hosted or client premise model. So essentially what we're doing is providing an alternative to a custom software implementation. And I think why this is so critical is that a lot of customers really struggle with the cost and complexity of implementing identity and access management and user provisioning in particular. So, you know, it's really never an easy task, and this can be a stumbling block for a lot of customers in the terms of the cost and complexity can keep them from moving forward and buying those TIM licenses, which is something we all want to avoid. So with this offering, we really can provide, you know, a faster implementation, faster time to value, lower ongoing costs, and also we have some enhanced features and functions that are only available via the managed offering, which I'll tell you about, that can really enhance the value as well. So for all of you on the phone, this is really another core differentiator for our portfolio. It expands what we can offer to our customers and, you know, really provides an opportunity for you to hopefully win more business. So now let me kind of take you through some of the details and highlights of the offering, if you'll turn now to page 4. Talking a little bit about what we do and how we do it. In terms of what we do, there are 4 basic steps in our methodology, which are transform, plan, implement, and manage. So we start out with some of the prerequisites, making sure, for instance, they have a defined authoritative source, defined business processes, an HR feed established, et cetera. Then we go through a detailed planning, the actual implementation of the software, and then we take over the ongoing management based on defined service level agreements. Without, you know, going into all the nitty-gritty of what we do, the key point here is really that we have a structured and repeatable process, and that's really where the benefit comes in for the customer in terms of reduced timeline for implementation and increased time to value. And we have a package set of assets we've used on numerous engagements, so we're able to leverage and use that experience to really give the client more value in a shorter amount of time. So they get the value more quickly, and at the same time are able to avoid some of the common implementation pitfalls associated with identity management by following our structured approach. Moving on to page 5, another thing that was mentioned briefly in the beginning that I'd like to stress here is that there's also added functionality available through the managed service. So one of the key issues we've seen customers struggle with in conjunction with provisioning projects is how to manage privileged users, so those special groups of users that you really have to monitor and watch closely. This is a huge area of audit findings and something we see a lot of customers struggling with. So with the MIS offering, we have additional functionality built in that allows for an auditable process for users to request access to a privileged role, receive authorization, and then check in and check out the privileged ID. We also have enhanced functionality to make sure those authorizations remain current. So, for instance, by flagging privileged accounts for more restrictive certifications and requiring two-way revalidations. We also have the ability to integrate in TAMI-SSO to automate that check-in, check-out process. That's not part of the standard offering if you've done via special bid. We can also plug in PCIM for monitoring of privileged users to kind of further enhance that package. Really the beauty of this feature, in my mind, is it allows customers to address this critical problem without having to integrate another point product in. So there's, you know, point products like a CyberArk, for instance, that address this space. This allows the customer to kind of do more with their existing infrastructure. And again, it's something that is available only via the managed service offering, and so really helps to differentiate and strengthen our value proposition with this offering. Moving on to page 6, clearly the faster time to value and the enhanced functionality around privileged user management I just mentioned are very strong value drivers for the offering, but we can also talk a little bit about the cost benefits in more detail because, especially in today's environment, that's really going to be key for a lot of customers. And typically, customers are going to have a much lower cost with managed identity services versus a custom implementation. And that's for several reasons. First of all, they don't have to hire and retain expensive skilled resources on staff. So with a typical identity management implementation, an organization is going to need at least 3 to 4 full-time employees to operate the system and meet their uptime requirements. And in many cases, a lot of us have probably seen that it requires a lot more. With a managed model, the client eliminates the need to build and maintain those skills. And at the same time, they're also avoiding custom development costs like the development of Java, JavaScript, and SQL modules for user interface and deployment and creation of custom measurements reports because those are already built into the base offering. Finally, also from a cost perspective, there's also more flexibility in budgetary consistency since the offering is fixed price and transaction-based. So the monthly charges are actually based on the estimated transaction volumes for the customer. So those are much more controllable and predictable. We also have financing available to smooth out the investment cost for the customer. So this really comes down to some pretty compelling cost benefits. And interestingly, there was just some research that came out from Forrester about 10 days ago that was specifically on this managed identity space. And their research actually validated that customers can expect a 30 to 40% cost savings with a hosted model, both in the implementation and the ongoing management. So that's a pretty big number, and I think is something that's really compelling that we can share with our customers in today's challenging economic environment. Moving to the next page on page 7, let's talk a little bit more about the types of customers and opportunities we should be looking for. And there are really 3 types of situations where this offering should really resonate. First, there are new customers who need automation but are perhaps struggling with how to support their ITIM implementation in the long term. So perhaps they know they don't have the skills and experience in-house to do it successfully and don't know how they're going to get and maintain these skills. And these customers would clearly be a great candidate for the managed service, and really IBM's ability to provide this service is a clear differentiator and value proposition, and should allow you as a software seller to close a deal more quickly by eliminating that pain point for the customer. So to say, you know, we can implement this great software for you, Tivoli Identity Manager, and then, you know, by the way, we can manage it for you on an ongoing basis. So that can really help, you know, customers overcome that hump who are concerned about their ability to support it long term. A second group of customers where this can be really relevant is where we have a stalled implementation. And unfortunately, as many of you know, this is not uncommon. Sometimes customers, you know, underestimate the effort that it's going to take. They might bite off more than they can chew. And so, you know, they end up with, you know, a very limited or stalled deployment. And the bad news in this situation from our perspective is obviously, you know, it's very difficult, if not impossible, to sell more TIM licenses or other Tivoli security products where they haven't got the TIM up and running successfully. So in these cases, we have an opportunity to go in there and introduce the managed service to get them up and running, to really get the full value from their software and really open up the door for incremental license sales as well as other Tivoli security products. Finally, the third type of customer to go after would be those who already have a TIM license, and in this case, it would primarily be those who are perhaps on 4.6 to want to upgrade to 5.0. This is a really good way to engage with them around that upgrade discussion and see if there's an opportunity for IBM to do the upgrade and then provide the ongoing management as a way for them to reduce their long-term costs. And there are actually several customers who we're engaging in this exact discussion with right now. And, you know, this can be, I think, a good opportunity as for us to, you know, to engage the customer in another discussion, you know, provide some value to them and really open up the door to sell, again, some additional licenses or additional Tivoli security products. So, I mean, as you can see, there are lots of ways to get involved and many customers that should reap value from this offering. We in ISS are very excited to work with you on this, so hoping you can help us go out there and identify some opportunities. I'm going to hand it over now to Kent Blossom, who's going to provide some information on the Jumpstart program that we're implementing for the offering.
Thanks, Rebecca. That's a great overview of the offering. So, team, I want to tell you about this Jumpstart program that we have in place that's available for the first three net new Tivoli prospects that you bring forward for this managed identity service. First of all, I'll tell you why I'm doing this. My mission includes both promoting cross-IBM solutions around identity management and accelerating Tivoli sales. And as you heard from both Sean and Rebecca, this managed services offering is going to do both of those things. And I'm really excited about the opportunity here to drive incremental Tivoli sales via this cross-IBM services offering. So what I'm going to do is, with Sean, in partnership, as my joint decision maker, we will fund up to $50K for each of the first three net new prospects that you bring forward for this managed identity service offering. And that funding can be used to subsidize the ISS startup costs. You'll recall back on chart four, Rebecca took you through a high-level view of the four phases. And this will really help your client reduce their cost in the transform, planning, and implementation phases of their project. Now, there's very few rules around this, very little bureaucracy, and there's not even a form to fill out. Only two caveats. It's got to be a net new Tivoli revenue opportunity, and preferably, you know, we'd like to look at, you know, two times the revenue versus the investment. We'll take a look at what you bring forward. If it doesn't quite make that, fine, but, you know, clearly we're not going to spend two to get one. We'd like to spend one to get two. And then the other thing we're looking for is we'd like the client to agree to act as a reference for the offering after successful deployment. Now, we do understand that oftentimes target clients for this type of security offering are going to be reluctant to be a public reference. So if they have that kind of concern, we can work with them, perhaps have them be an internal reference or a reference that will respond hopefully to other prospects but not be publicly named. Again, if they're willing to be a public reference, great, but we can work with you even if your prospect is not. Now, very simply, in the call to action here from this call, is the Tivoli seller and the ISS seller need to get together, contact Dyson Hefting on my team. His contact information is on the next chart along with some of the other experts on this offering. Bring your prospect, your candidate prospect forward to Dyson. Have a discussion with him around the opportunity, where you are with the sell cycle, what you understand about the decision-making process, the relationships you have, and why you think this is a good prospective candidate for the Jumpstart offering. And then Dyson will sort those out and then bring forward to Sean and me for decision-making the top candidates from this team. We hope you do that very quickly here. We really, frankly, we have money to spend here in the second quarter, and we do want to get several of these closed, and certainly want to get these first three closed here in the second quarter of 09, so we can get this thing, as the name of this this chart indicates, jump started. So with that, Corey, I'm going to turn it back over to you to open it up to questions from the team.
Thank you. At this time, we're ready to begin the question and answer session. If you would like to ask a question, please press *1 on your touch-tone phone. You will be prompted to record your name. Please unmute your line and do so when prompted. To withdraw your request, you may press *2. Again, if you'd like to ask a question, please press *1 and record your name at this time. One moment, please. Peter Joplin, your line is open.
Hi, Sean. It's Peter. How are you?
Great, Peter. Good to hear from you.
Just a very quick question. In terms of how the direct sales guys get recompensed, is that in place?
Yeah, Peter. I'd mentioned at the start of the call, but you know, really good point to bring up again. The process here is that the client buys the license from Tivoli. And then ISS will implement, deploy, and manage. So in terms of revenue recognition, the Tivoli seller continues to get the same license sales as they would before. It's just we're enhancing the sales process by providing this offering, Peter.
Okay, great news. Is there a separate PID number for this, or how would that be managed internally?
There's not a separate Tivoli PID number, but I'll hand it over to Rebecca just to talk about the process in terms of how the Tivoli seller interacts with the ISS seller.
Right, thanks.
Yeah, I mean, from a Tivoli ISS, it would really be no different from where we're, other deals where ISS is doing the services. We have our own ordering processes for the services component. And, Tivoli, you would follow your standard processes for ordering the software from your perspective.
Right.
Okay.
I'm
sorry, laboring the point a bit, but just to be clear, so the customer will own entitlement to the license, and ISS will then look after the whole management of the whole infrastructure, that sort of thing.
Correct.
That's correct.
And there's two options. It can be either hosted or client premise. So, depending on the customer's preference, but in either case, the customer is actually buying the software.
Okay, great. Thank you.
At this time, I'm showing no further questions.
Okay, Corey. Well, we'll wrap up the call. We promised at the start, folks, that we would keep the call short and succinct. I think Rebecca's provided a great overview of this offering. Again, as we've mentioned repeatedly during the call, our clients are looking for short-term return, real quick value around a return on investment and payback. Tivoli Identity Manager 5.0, along with this managed identity services offering, will give our clients that. It really is a world-beating offering that we've put together here. And the fact that Kent is funding $50,000 of services for the first three sales, I think it's just fantastic. And if I was on the ground, I would be raising my hand immediately to grab Kent's money. So we got a great opportunity here to go drive what our clients need in the marketplace. Please take hold of it. If you have any other queries about this, get hold of me or get hold of Rebecca. And thanks again for your time. That's the end of the call, operator.
Thank you. This concludes today's conference. Thank you again for your participation, and you may disconnect at this time.